How many websites do you use to get your daily dose of wrestling news and views? 3, 4, 5 or more? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1 by going to WrestleChat.net. Franklin Daniel and his staff bring you the most comprehensive wrestling headlines all day, every day. Plus, WrestleChat brings you informative and entertaining podcasts like the Still Real to Us Show, the Bauer Show Podcast, and the North American Wrestling Connection each and every week. For up-to-date wrestling news and insightful wrestling views, there's only one site to turn to, and that's WrestleChat.net, your pro wrestling news source. The following program is a CLW83.com production. This edition of the NAWC is
uncensored.
For nearly 8 years.
8 years.
And nearing 400 episodes.
400 episodes.
The North American Wrestling Connection.
The NAWC.
Professional Wrestling's podcast
of record.
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 This is RVD. And you're listening to me on NAWC.
And now, WrestleChat.net, the freaking awesome network, and CLW83.com present the North American Wrestling Connection, your home for informative and entertaining wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned this week by the following.
I have been waiting for this all my life.
Okay, hold it down, respect the crap. Hold it down, hold it down, respect the
battle!
Yeah.
You got him! I got him!
You're acting like you won. You said battle.
You just won.
No. You can't have a battle. Everybody knows without a kazoo.
What?
Oh yeah. I got a song I think you guys will know, and I think you can also agree it totally reeks of awesomeness.
No, that's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah! We don't care about your kazoo, son!
Okay.
Where you guys going? No, stay right there. I got something that you guys might want to know. You see, we just got done talking to the authority. Next week, right here on Raw, the primetime players got a rematch for your World Tag Team Championship.
Why are you telling us?
You shouldn't be telling us this.
You know what the best part about it is that the winner of this match, we get at the Night of Champions.
No.
Why don't I have the ticket anyway?
Hey! Now you can leave.
We had plans anyways.
We had a match.
We had things
together. We was gonna leave anyway.
We
know.
We're going.
Hey, wait. Yeah.
We was on the way out.
Did you hear our new song?
No, we didn't hear
you. You ain't got bars.
You ain't no musician, son.
You
didn't. I got no pipes.
Check this out. Get the table.
Say what?
Get the table.
Sadly, a kazoo was murdered in the process of this promo. But all of those sounds were music to my ears and music to everyone here at the North American Wrestling Connection. Good evening, my name is Nikki Heyman, and I don't have quite a full table, but I've got a bunch of the usual suspects. We'll start with our Big Apple, Jason Block.
And from one fellow New Yorker to another, I would like to wish your dear Uncle Paul a happy 50th birthday today. He is 50.
And
how did that happen?
I don't know. Given how much he's gotten into and out of, I'm surprised he got this long. And he has a response to you knowing his age.
It's about time you did something right now.
Oh!
Nothing. Don't give me an ooh. I'll tell you an ooh.
Ooh.
That's a lot. Good grief. Nice. Very good. Nice.
Could not resist, because then I'm going to play another sound.
Oh, no.
Obviously, our sound guy is from New Jersey.
What's the matter, you?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, my dear Uncle Paul speaks the truth. Our sound man, Jim Williams.
Thank you ever so much. The only thing that would have made that segment from the opening of our show better is if we had the great kazoo playing a great kazoo.
Boo.
Hey. Okay, so he made the Flintstones jump the shark. I don't care.
You like Harvey Corman. Corman.
Okay. Harvey Corman for the win.
Yes.
Anyway. And finally, our man in the sunny, sunny, sunshine state, because he is a refugee from New Jersey, Chris Waters.
You see, that's one thing that's missing from the thing. But the other thing that was missing from the opening that should have happened is Austin should have come in wearing the little hat and carrying the little guitar singing Kumbaya.
Yes.
I'm sure he was approached, but he said he'd rather do it on the podcast.
Along with a 5-second pose.
Now I know I turned it off too soon. Okay.
Yep. And also, Big E, if you get hungry, kazoos, they're not that good for the diet. You get the plastic in your teeth and all that, and it goes, yeah.
Plastic is empty calories.
Yes.
It's just empty.
Well, I will say this, though, okay?
Okay.
The Stone Cold podcast, if you really want to start with that, was the least entertaining to me. Of the one so far. Not saying it was bad. Not saying it felt just off. You know what I mean?
Inorganic, perhaps?
Yeah. It didn't feel... Yeah, exactly.
Like the company said, here are the directives. You can't talk about this.
It was the my only complaint about it was the fact that it did not cover any new ground.
Mm-hmm. That was it. That was, yeah.
And that's one of the benefits of the Stone Cold podcast. You get stuff that you never heard about before. I mean, the Get the Rhino story. That's in Edge's book. I read that 10 years ago. A lot of their, you know, they glossed over Edge's TV career. They didn't even talk about why Christian is, for all intents and purposes, done. Even if we know, I would have liked his perspective on it.
And they didn't even promote Edge being on The Flash next season, which is a big fucking get, the fact that he's playing Booster Gold. Yeah.
He's playing Booster...
Wait, I thought he was playing Adam Smasher.
Yeah, Adam Smasher. I'm sorry. Adam Smasher. He's playing Adam
Smasher. Damn, if he was playing Booster Gold, you would have had me right there.
Sorry.
One mark out moment, you would have been marking out, bro.
Oh, sorry. He's got a perfect smile for Booster Gold.
I'm sure he is. Never mind.
So, it didn't cover a whole lot of new ground. There, you know, there was a lot of gaga in there to distract people from the fact that they weren't covering anything really new. Between the kazoos, making Stone Cold break out the tiny cowboy hat and the ukulele.
Yay!
And, you know, going over Edge's end of career stuff, which is very thoroughly already documented. I wanted to hear Christian's story.
Well, we can't have that because Edge is bigger of names.
Phooey. Christian is not a Jannetty.
Oh.
He doesn't be treated like one.
Oh, I don't disagree. It's just... It's Batman and Robin. The Batman-Robin syndrome is what it is.
Oh, that I can give you. That I can give you.
Underrated talent.
So Christian's world title reign was his Nightwing moment then?
Yes. I'll give you points for that.
So, but at least having Edge and Christian drop by on Raw was kind of cool because of that wonderful intro and awesomeness that was missing from the intro, which I shall now add here.
Yes! Ta-da!
Xavier up, Woods. down to on the trombone right there, yeah.
Xavier Woods, you are my kind of doofus.
Now, if I okay, can I just say this? Is that triple geek? Because he's a band geek, he's a video game geek, and he's a wrestler. Is that, would you call that triple?
I don't know if that's triple geek or double doofus, but I'll tell you what, it's fun.
Yes.
I'll give you points for that.
The New Day are very much in danger of becoming faces because they're so much fun.
Yes.
Now watch, if they end up becoming faces, they won't be nearly as fun. But
of course not! No. Yes. Excuse me.
Part of the charm.
Excuse me. Anime rule number one. Evil guys who become good lose half their power.
Yeah. It's going to be that kind of a night, isn't it?
It's also known as the Doink Principle.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So,
what about the Dink, Wink, and Pink Principle?
What about
the less said about, said about that, the better.
Yes.
Nikki will deal with that problem.
When is that match going to get thrown in the room 101?
Well, after Nikki watches it on pay-per-view with
me. Oh, yes.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I have discovered that on pay-per-view, we are not allowed to fast forward through anything.
Yeah. If you survived the 1989 Royal Rumble bench press contest, the 1988 Royal Rumble bench press contest, you can survive anything, pretty much.
Yeah.
This includes the Ding Dongs match.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. We're not supposed to be promoting this. Back
on track,
show.
Silly indeed. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes.
Rollins is still bitching about his statue.
Where's my statue? Well, and if you saw the photos on WWE.com, he actually put legit work into it. Oh my god!
Who linked me? Because given its final fate, I figured it was just made out of foam and cardboard or something.
No. Hold on.
Because there's no way you can do a brass statue overnight.
A lot of the people I talked to said that looks like it was made out of chocolate.
There's a letter somewhere. I was really pissed off, Maggle.
The chocolate cow lazing by a chocolate stream.
The cow goes oom.
Now here it is. Take a look. He legitimately was made into a statue. No joke. Take a look at this.
I'll just take this first picture.
Vintage Heyman.
And maybe the third one?
Yeah, I could take that one too. Oh, wow.
Stop the pain. Oh,
very wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. It's Rick Rude, Lex Luger, and now Seth Rollins on Nikki's list.
So is there anything new on Supercard we can talk about? yeah, Supercard.
No, seriously, that's insane.
No, it is. Yeah.
If you must know, I just got a Rick Rude card. Anyway,
Oh my lord.
Anyway.
So yeah, I mean, he legitimately made himself into being one. How cool is that?
That is quite cool, and given a wrestler's sense of humor, I think he was actually, out of character, he was happy to what happened to the statue. In character, of course, he just flew off the handle. And Sting was channeling his TNA Joker character.
Absolutely.
In the process of destroying that statue.
I bet you they made two of them and Rollins has one somewhere.
Of course.
Oh, I'm sure.
In the bedroom next to his four-post bed.
Well, it's a better choice than his certain girlfriend that got fired.
Oh.
That was in the bedroom.
Oh, jeez. Never mind. Yeah, we may have a case of is this anything?
Is this anything?
Later on.
Oh, I think we already touched on that a little bit.
No, not her. Somebody else.
I don't know if touch would be the right word.
No, because some because somebody else, we'll get to it later, actually wasn't fired for similarly racist comments back in the day.
Let's just say, remember, ladies and gentlemen, the internet is forever.
Well, in that case, nobody in WWE would have a job.
Yeah, I know.
Keep on, keep it on.
So, Rollins did have ended up with a lot to do, as champions should. Champions should on TV. He wrestled twice. He bitched about his statue. He had to watch the thing get destroyed.
He had to listen to some trombone time.
Yes, and poor Seth had to deal with three doofuses.
Yes.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
His reaction made that whole segment.
Yeah.
With the three of them dancing around him.
At least, to be fair, at least Big E didn't gyrate those man boobs.
No, Big E's more focused on booty now.
Booty, booty, booty pop.
If there ain't a booty shirt out by the end of the year, I will be surprised. It's just going to say booty in
big
letters.
No, I want a Hey, We Want Some New Day shirt.
No.
Please!
You might have to go through somebody else for that.
Oh, you mean illegal means? Okay, fine. Worth it.
I don't want this shirt.
No, call, talk to the wrestling tees. They'd make it.
Of course they would.
I don't want a New Day shirt. I just want a New Day jacket because those things look fun. I was screwed out of the Team Angle warm-up stuff online. But
oh, there was also a lot of silly stuff on Instagram with New Day this week.
Oh, for a good cause, too.
The dance thing.
Let's just say they have a boss in their grasps.
Well, let's see. Between them dancing to Kiss on a Rose to
the shoe
off. Being hauled around on a couple of them being hauled around on a hand cart while Big E watches incredulously.
That also did that. They also did that with Team Bad, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Team Bad just passed by Big E and he shook his head going.
Yeah, got it.
It's totally not ratchet, people.
And then there was a shoe off between Naomi and Kofi Kingston.
Kofi wins hands down. Those shoes are awesome.
Yeah, well, he got them from The Legend of Zelda, the hover boots, according to my friend.
Oh, my heavens. Stop.
Yes. Because Kofi's a geek, too, you know.
Kofi is a gamer geek, too. So, no surprise whatsoever.
Yes, up, up, down, down. There you go.
Let's see. Yes, Xavier Woods is a doofus, 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 doofus.
Did you mention doofus?
Quite.
I think you forgot doofus.
I usually do. And Kevin Owens had the week off, but he was still a dick with what little time he was given.
Yes.
Yeah.
On Raw, we had a Carlito callback.
That's cool.
Eating in front of Ryback, which I was like, "Yeah, that'll get your arm bit off."
That was great. And God, please, and you know what? They're setting him up to be a dick Intercontinental Champion. Yes, yes, and yes, yes,
yes
please.
That's yes, please, because he was even a dick during the Lumberjack match on SmackDown. He made a point of being a dick during that match.
Yeah, I know. Kevin Owens was like, yep, I'm a dick.
My first name? Richard. Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Seriously.
I mean because you know as well as I do, if they do this right, Owens will be the Intercontinental Champion going into WrestleMania. He should be. He should be.
I'm okay with this, and you know how much of a Ryback fan I am.
Right. But Owens with the belt is... Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah.
And while the tag... And speaking of belts, while the tag titles are hovering in the, you know, while New Day has the tag belts, the Primetime Players and the Dudley Boys are chasing them, we've got other three-man troops assembling. Or actually, we just needed more characters for our comic book. Where Stardust has the Ascension.
The
looks like Neville got...
The Cosmic Wasteland.
Looks like Neville caught himself a couple of dragons.
Yes, he did. He is now the father of dragons, a.k.a. the Lucha Dragons.
Oh, please, 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 more comics, please.
Yes.
Why did I come on this week? Anyway.
But, you see, if he's going to work with the Lucha Dragons, he has to learn how to train them first, you know?
Oh,
excuse me.
You should ask
please.
Greg Ferguson about that, how to teach a dragon.
Excuse me, Chris?
I'm training your dragon.
Yeah.
Boo!
Uh-oh. Yes, that's, I was waiting on that one.
I'll take comic books over ponies.
Yes.
But how about pony comic books?
No! Stop that right now.
But you know, I mean, Stardust with the Ascension, I'm like, really?
Oh, that made 100% sense to me.
Did it really?
Yes.
Ascension or Doofus when they came onto the main roster, so give
the
them
Ascension
some...
are a pair of over-the-top power brawler characters, which make great mooks for an insane mastermind like Stardust.
Exactly.
Ah, okay. Fine. Got it.
Silly indeed.
Better than some people's suggestion that the Ascension should join the Wyatts, thankfully. That
oh, no, Wyatt's got three more people when they got Braun Strowman.
Yeah, they did.
And they have used him very well. In fact, they showed that he has very good balance, and did us all a favor and got rid of Randy Orton.
Baby oil.
Gotta get him skills there.
Randy Orton is being written off TV because we don't have anything for him to do.
Oh, I is a sad.
Creative has nothing for you.
So, you know, one of the best joke I heard was that he'd run off to go get married again.
Oh.
Well, he is engaged, for real, so why not?
Again?
Yeah, he was.
I know. I know, Nikki, you're upset. You've had your...
No. I want to know which gal that was in the house that night he's engaged to this time.
Stop that.
Which actress? Which falling starlet, as it were?
Mm-hmm. Which one? Or was it the one in the bus?
Mrs. Crabtree?
Look. They got rid of Randy Orton, and then on Thursday, they got rid of an Uso?
Well, I'm guessing that said Uso, who has been sitting at the commentary table for the last few months, and I'd love to keep him there, because Booker, love you, man, but yes, and Uso got mangled by the Wyatts, because we are continuing through the list of go ahead and bring whoever you wish, Roman, Dean, we're just going to murder them. Since you have that giant black sheep, and we speculated on this last week, and with the leaked photo, what better to chase sheep than with the lone wolf?
Well, I can't think of one better, but I don't know if I want to save that for next week's show or not, the idea I have.
We might forget by then, so you can say it now if you want.
Well, I heard somebody suggest it, and since the guy isn't really doing anything major on the shows right now anyway... And it would be impressive to see what he could do to Braun Strowman. Let's toss one Swiss Superman in there with the Shield.
Mm. No, he's got the Miz.
He's playing with the Miz.
He dealt with the Miz on SmackDown.
True, and I think Cesaro could actually pull off Riot Gear.
Can you imagine if he was allowed to swing Braun Strowman?
Greatest wheel of Cesaro ever.
That's a shut up and take my money moment.
Braun Strowman greater than Strowman Breadman. There, I said it.
So
Chris gets the reference. Thank you.
Yeah.
See, then we got the match that we had the Divas division at least give us a match that they should have given us last week.
Mm.
Paige and Sasha Banks without the clock.
Yay.
Yeah, the one on Raw was okay.
Mm-hmm.
The one on SmackDown, on the other hand, got a little crazy at the end.
I don't know what you're talking about. Just because you get six chicks brawling at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, shuck it, duck it, quack, quack.
But if it didn't feel like a cat fight, it felt like a brawl, which I liked.
Yes.
Especially when Paige just threw Sasha into the barricade at ringside.
Hmm.
But it looks like Sasha's going to be... By the way, speaking of Sasha, she looks like she's going to be a little bit busy in the next month or so if she's continuing this feud with Paige. Because she's got something a little special going on in NXT at the beginning of October.
Well, she's going to be at the MSG show, obviously.
Well, yes, but... Announced on Twitter, and this is a slight spoiler for the shows, but they announced it on Twitter, so it should be fine anyway. At the NXT TakeOver, as the main event, because the Dusty Tournament is taking up the NXT Champions business right now,
mm-hmm.
will be a rematch between Sasha Banks and Bayley for the title. A 30-minute Iron Woman match for the title.
Can we have a little bit of Xavier Woods for that, please?
Yes, I think even Xavier Woods would celebrate that.
Oh, wow. Really?
That may be my new favorite soundbite.
And that's why I had you get it for me, Jim. Thank you.
30 minutes.
Yeah, and keep in mind, their last match only went about 18 minutes, so...
I can take them for 30.
Yeah.
You're hardcore?
I'm hardcore. I'll take them both. And I'll get my ass kicked and hugged.
Right.
And she'll hug you, and then she'll hurt you.
That's how I like it.
Because of how she hugs you, if the sound bite can tell.
Oh, Bailey.
Oh, Bailey, he said. So, hold still, Jim.
Bailey is best hugger.
But seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be an awesome match.
If they could top the Brooklyn match, Sasha and Bailey, which is going to be hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you're asking for... All kidding aside, you're asking for too much, I think, to think they're going to top themselves. They could do it, though, no question.
I look forward to their attempt. I don't care, even if they, you know, come close, people ain't going to complain.
Absolutely. Because they have a natural chemistry together.
Exactly. Even in this case, second is not a bad thing right there.
Absolutely.
No.
And I mean,
for goodness sakes, you have people making their match at TakeOver Brooklyn match of the year worthy. And it absolutely is, given the story and what those two ladies did in the ring that night.
Yes. And going up against some heavy hitting matches otherwise, such as any of the Kevin Owens John Cena matches.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's trying to top each other, and it's just getting harder. You know, what do we got to do?
Everybody trying to play, can you top this? That's a good thing.
No, that's a very good thing. It's, you know, this is the
it's
kind
best
of
for business, really.
It is, because then, you know, more people are more interested. You know, you get the people that are interested even more interested, and they'll tell a friend.
And that means they'll plunk down, nah, 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 Maggle.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, there's a little bit of an issue about NXT and money right now.
It's all about the money, Jason. What is it about this time?
Well, here's the thing. Because what happened was, There was a talent meeting last week at the Performance Center with the roster regarding several matters, including whether the talents would be receiving bonuses for the larger live gates for the brand, such as Brooklyn and the UK tour, which, by the way, has a healthy advance. Okay. The roster was told, as things currently stand, they would not be receiving bonuses and would be continued to pay based on their NXT contract. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? And here are some updates to that effect. One second. Okay? Over the course of the last several days, over the summer, WWE upgraded a number of top NXT talents, so they are now making six-figure downsides. So at least the upper tier of the NXT roster are already making a salary commensurate with their worth to the brand. Can we speculate on who those top tier talents are?
One of them's Joe.
Well, yeah.
Probably Balor.
Joe, Balor, Zayn. Now, is Owens now a WWE guy or an NXT guy? Or both.
I would consider him a full-time WWE guy now.
Okay.
All right.
I use Balor, Joe. Whew. Anybody else?
You said Zayn.
Any of the ladies?
That's
the question mark right there.
Okay. So at least the upper tier of the NXT roster are already making a salary commensurate to their worth. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I thought of another one possible, but even though he hasn't really gotten to the top tier, but he's been so featured for so long on there, maybe Tyler Breeze.
Those selfie sticks don't come cheap, people.
Yeah, and by the way, the rumor is...
I'm hoping at least they give him a raise, and I'm hoping that Tommy's making good money, too.
Mm. Now, supposedly, NXT is run at a loss, believe it or not.
No, I believe that.
Okay. Via the Performance Center, they're also providing state-of-the-art fitness and nutritional experts to the developmental roster, as well as a medical staff, professional and financial development help, as things like language courses, should talents want to better themselves and the company by learning a foreign language, and tuition reimbursement for talents also trying to continue or finish their education. So it's not just WWE running a wrestling school, okay? They're paying talents not just to train, but helping assist them as they set up their futures beyond what their WWE career will be.
Okay, so the real reason that NXT is running in the red is because somebody was paying for Xavier Woods' PhD.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Current
but it
NXT
paid off.
Talent...
Look at those trombone skills.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's some slick trombone skills. Now I want band camp stories.
This one time at band camp?
We stuffed a freshman in a drum case and rolled him down the stairs.
That's the clean version, yes.
Yeah. No, I'm not even going to tell the one about the flute. Go on.
Okay. NXT talents receive percentages of merchandise, including T-shirts, video games, and action figures when they're used by the company's licensees. While they do not receive a percentage of the NXT live event gates, they are working in front of bigger crowds to make more money via higher merchandise sales and the royalties, okay? When NXT talents are on the road, this is interesting. WWE covers the cost of their flight, hotel, rental, and food, which no indie. Wow. Okay.
No. No indie pays for food. There are indies that will pay trans. They might reimburse you on your car. Mm-hmm. They might pay for your hotel if you're a big enough name. But meals?
Yeah,
good luck.
And they did not specify when they work main roster shows, they do get bonus for workers working the events. Okay.
Okay.
It's fair.
If you're NXT. And so, in other words, they're starting to pay the NXT people like regular talents, but not just yet. You know what I'm saying?
True, but to be fair, even when NXT guys aren't on the road, their merch is being sold at WWE events. So some of that is coming. They're getting some of that back regardless. In fact, the fact that they don't even have to travel to do this. You know, when I went to the Minneapolis show, you could buy NXT shirts.
Was there a Hype Bro shirt available during that?
It wasn't out yet.
Oh.
And I wouldn't have bought it. Now, the only shirt I bought was my local Suplex City shirt.
Yay.
To go with my Tokyo one. That I did not earn because I was not out there. But... and has been astutely pointed out to me, why buy them at the show when you can get them cheaper on Chop Zone, even with shipping? Anyway.
Yeah, really. But it's the ultimate souvenir that you were there.
Oh, yeah. Well, the I was there shirts are usually the ones that you go for. Or when you go to a pay-per-view, you get the shirt with the card on the back. Because usually that shirt's cheaper.
Yeah.
I recall one show, I know the shirt, you know, most of the shirts they were selling was $25-$30 like usual. The pay-per-view card shirt, which was only going to be offered at the event, was only $20.
Now, is that because probably they made fewer of them?
Potentially, but I would think that they would still get, you know, they would still get a few bites outside of the pay-per-view because there are people who would buy them anyway.
Because it's their hometown. It's a card that means something to them, you know.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
And I was going to say, Chris, now that NXT, they've got to also, I think, pay in Japanese yen for somebody right there.
Yeah, they got to spread the yen around.
Yang.
Yes, because lately Miss Kana has come and she's been name-generated, sort of.
Oh, do we have
Would
that?
Would you mind actually playing the name generator?
I'll play it, and if you don't mind my... Let's see. What?
Oh, don't tell me you don't have it.
One moment, please.
Please stand by.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
I want to hear that on a trombone, Maggle.
Only if Vince McMahon is in the scene.
Well, we've got Stone Cold Steve Austin doing it somewhere.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just remembering from that $1 million giveaway when Vince called and he got the call back and he
yes.
Well, we got when he got Rick Roll.
That was beautiful.
That was awesome.
Just for you, Jim. Here you go.
Come on, roll that board. $80,000.
Yes. In this case, it is a good one, and I'll tell you why. Her name that she chose, or they chose with her, or something like that. I'm not sure the entire story.
We're still trying to find out if the name generator was ever rebuilt after Joe broke it.
Well, her name that she has taken for NXT is going to be Asuka. A-S-U-K-A.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it wasn't pointed out until before the show to me why that's a good thing. It's actually a tribute, in a way, to a Japanese female wrestler, one Lioness Asuka.
Oh, cool.
So,
very cool.
Yes, so it's going to be good. It's a good name for her to have, and at least that kind of explains that name. I'm still trying to figure out who Hideo Itami was tributing when he took his name after he changed it from Kenta.
Hideo Nomo. There you go. Touch them all.
There, stranger things have happened, ladies and gentlemen.
Bloody Murphy. Hey, Shane, how you doing?
Blake and Murphy. Anyway, the less said about Ziggler, Summer Rae, Rusev, and Lana, the better.
Can I say something about that, though?
As
bad,
sure.
As bad as most of the story,
spiteful. Go ahead.
As bad as most of the story is, Rusev is giving it his all to be entertaining as possible in the whole thing.
Rusev is best clown prince.
Yes.
Poor Rusev is stuck trying to polish this turd. Ziggler's not really. I don't know if Ziggler's trying or not. Lana's laid up for a couple of months with a broken wrist.
Ooh.
And Summer gave Rusev a new nickname.
And that was?
Ruru.
Oh, dear Lord.
Trust me, I said the same thing.
Stop the pain.
Roo-roo sounds like something Scooby-Doo would say.
I understand that they've got to keep some of the storyline on the air just because they had to hype.
They invested so much into it.
Number one, number two, Summer Rae was in Iron Man magazine, and you know, good for her. The cover, but when they said, at first I thought they actually said that she was on the cover of a magazine, and when they pulled up the cover, there's this guy.
There's a secret that Summer Rae never wanted to tell you. Oh wait.
Oh.
Jerry Springer's got his own show on the network for that.
Take care of yourself and each other.
Well, he was already on the show when we found out Bree was a man, right?
Bree Bird. She can toggle between. That's never mind.
Oh, Kappa Amy, if you're listening, have fun.
The material writes itself. Just pay Nikki a check. Oh wait, don't.
No, don't pay me in a check, and I want to look at the pay me in a chibi, or let me at least look at the exchange rate.
Just make sure that you don't get checks. You get like PayPal from Nikki, because the checks they bounce across all waters and time zones.
Hey!
Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
You have no proof, because I've never paid you a dime.
For no good reason at all.
Well, I spoke with a former panelist, and he said that his appearance fee has gone up, and I probably should have just told him I'll pay him double of what I pay everybody else.
I'm in.
Good, because 2 times 0 is still 0.
But do I get to wear the blazer, though?
This guy doesn't strike me as a blazer kind of guy.
Oh. Well, Pony.
Okay. Something that I need to address, Jason told me that I absolutely needed to address.
Yes.
And...
Oh, yes. Yep.
Okay. We've had an increase in the last month of idiot fans.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Okay, first there was the flying briefcase at the Canada House show that almost knocked Roman Reigns out.
Which is comparably harmless to what almost happened recently to one Happy Scary Dean.
Well, was it ever proven that the guy had a knife?
I don't know if it was proven, but it looks like he had something concealed in his hand.
So, yeah, we had a guy that looked like he was going to attack Happy Scary Dean one way or another. This time... while mostly harmless, is still a big fat no-no. Some kid cosplaying as whatever was walking alongside Rollins when he was walking to the ring. They didn't stop him, interestingly enough, till he got towards the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because he really wasn't going to do anything to Rollins that we could tell. So maybe that was probably the best news about it. But still.
Maybe he was just trying to audition to be the new security guard since J&J are out.
Oh.
Come on. Okay, Chris.
There's better ways of doing that.
I know.
Right.
But WWE security or arena security has really got to step up their game. If this is going to become a more popular product, guess what what else is going to happen more? This shit.
Yeah. Let me ask you, Nikki, since you most recently went to the Minneapolis Raw, pre-show, before they go live, before the pre-matches, if you will, before the show, does the ring announcer still give a disclaimer about what you can and cannot do?
They have a pre-recording that they play at every show.
Hmm. That might be part of the problem.
Yeah, they need a new one.
They need to do it live.
Which would be good practice for the myriad of ring announcers that they've got right now. But nothing is said about jumping the guardrail, interestingly enough. They do have a problem with you throwing anything.
Or laser pointers, which is so 1999.
And
okay.
that's usually just on signs outside the arena. That's not part of the announcement.
Right.
I always giggle at the line, you know, for the safety of others, especially our younger fans, please do not throw anything, to which I usually say, including our younger fans.
Into the ring. Ah, very good. Yes.
So,
hotkeys!
No, in that case, we're just throwing it back.
Yeah.
That's different. And even that's limited.
Right.
Even that's limited.
Well, I mean, it just...
It's something... Now, WWE, like I said, provides security that briefs the arena security on what can happen. But a headcount... Doing the headcount in my head, I can only think of about 3 or 4 people left on the Jimmy squad. Sassy, yeah, Sarge, and Maven.
They've been going down, okay.
Because I haven't seen... You know, I know Jimmy Jr.'s gone. I know the other Jimmy. There was another Jimmy who was demoted, and I don't know if he's working for them anymore. At one point, there were like 10 of these guys.
Now it's like half that. Well, let me raise a question to you here, and it's a legitimate question. The developmental center down in Florida, the developmental center, are they also training security?
Probably not. That's not something you think of.
Well, maybe that's something that should be taken into consideration, if not the case. It couldn't hurt, that's for sure.
Well, yeah. And I even if you took a couple of jobbers and had them work with the major security people, I think you could more or less, you know, and you got a couple of guys that aren't going to make it as performers. You still need somebody that's physically capable when you're a security guard.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you use these indie guys, as you said, you know, as a paycheck, you know,
give them the same paycheck as if they were making an appearance. Give them a couple $100 to go out there and make sure that these idiots don't do something stupid, especially if it's somebody that has come up through the indie ranks and has been through that shit before. If Drake wasn't so successful as a referee, I'd make him a security guard.
I know, but Drake's happy as hell, thank you.
Oh, yes.
Drake's the happiest man on earth right now, if you've seen the pictures.
Oh, I know he is. I'm guessing that he has to take a separate class to learn how not to smile.
Yep.
So, and love you, man. And congratulations, seriously. Someday I will get to say that to your face. But to fans that are listening to my show, don't do that. Please don't do that. I've seen it in person, and it still pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let me ask you something.
Sure.
If some douche decides to either A, go in the ring, or B, you know, jump the rail, mm-hmm. fair game?
Absolutely. I don't care if this is a publicly traded company. The unwritten rules of wrestling, if you as a fan are going to try to get into our area, into the wrestler's area, you better be ready to take everything that because if you weren't invited, it's just like breaking into somebody's house. That's how it's done at indie shows, and that's how it'll probably be done at WWE events. Eventually, I'm sure that a lawsuit's going to spring out of it, and every single wrestler will testify. They broke the rules first, and we were protecting ourselves. We don't know what you're, you know, we have no idea what you're doing once you come over the guardrail, so we are going to assume it ain't going to be good.
Didn't some idiot wrestling fan in England, and I don't remember this, rock bottom another wrestling fan in the ring somewhere? Do I remember this right? Am I?
I don't.
Yeah, it happened on the UK tour this past year.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
That's a little messed up. I was going to say, because the two incidents that I saw in person, one of them was the chicken streaker at WrestleMania 23.
Uh-huh.
The other one never made it to air. The only people who know that this idiot did it were the people who were in attendance at Detroit Draft Night.
Uh-huh.
But we all know about the guy in the hockey jersey who jumped into an Eddie Guerrero ladder match and tipped over a ladder.
With anyone on it, or just tipped over?
No, somebody.
A ladder?
I think I want to say somebody was on. I'm just trying to remember who Eddie was wrestling at the time.
I think it was. Was it Rob?
It might have been Rob, but yeah, we have an idiot fan interrupting a match. Now, since they don't know what the fan's going to do, this is now a dangerous situation. Because if the fan, the fan knocks over the ladder and you're not ready to fall, you might have an injury on your hands. Or you get knocked off the ladder and the fan wants to continue the abuse.
I've got the video up now. It was Eddie who was actually on the ladder when the ladder was pushed over, and it was against Rob Van Dam.
Okay.
Wow, very good. Oh, man.
Yeah. And these guys are looking for a modicum of infamy by doing this.
They're 15 seconds of fame.
And to this answer, every time I see an idiot fan do this, this is my response.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You do not belong in an arena watching these people work if you can't respect what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
This
and,
is why.
You know what the sad thing about it? I'm sorry, Nikki. I apologize. But it's not going to stop until a wrestler gets hurt.
Or a fan gets seriously injured in the process. And
right.
Even then, people are going to do it to try to catch a quick buck off the Fed. And this is why they pay the big bucks for McDevitt. They've got a good enough lawyer that's going to stand there and say, you, cut that shit out.
Now, I have another question, Nikki. Do you have your ticket from the Minneapolis show on standby?
I don't have it handy.
Because I was going to ask, are there any disclaimers on the back of the ticket? Assuming it's a physical ticket, which in this day and age it
may not.
I think
I may have one from a recent show, my show in Brooklyn. Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, because I would be interested to know, like, for example, touch 'em all reference, of course, when you go to a baseball game, they make mention that the team is not responsible for bats or balls that get sent out into the field of play and into your area. It is on you. But, do they have some sort of disclaimer on the back of wrestling tickets?
Well,
not that I recall, but I know that most of the tickets usually say no laser pointers, no video, no video equipment.
Because that's another legal thing that, WWE, if they don't do it already, should do to cover their asses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, you can't fix stupid.
No.
Here we go.
Okay.
We
sometimes
go.
You can't prepare for it either. Go ahead, Jason.
Very true.
This ticket is a revocable license. This is the legalese on the ticket. revocable license to attend the event listed on the front of the ticket and are subject to the full terms found at Ticketmaster.com. Such license may be revoked without refund for noncompliance with terms and unlawful. I'm going to go just talk to the schedule thing. Holder assumes all risks incurring before, during, after event, including injury by any cause, and releases management facility, league participants, clubs, artists, their representatives, and personnel. Ticketmaster and their respective affiliates and representatives from any related claim. So if you decide and you buy from a Ticketmaster ticket and you go on the field, on you, bitch.
it's very simple. You know, they've got it covered now that if you want to go out there and be an idiot, great. We'll be happy to arrest you, and you can't sue us. Because we warned you. Granted, we did it in a 6-point font, but we warned you.
Right. Yeah, it is a 6-point font. Okay.
Yeah.
You want to enter Suplex City? Be our guest.
Yes, please do. And we'll sit and watch as they're going to do more. That he's not going to suplex you. He's going to beat the shit out of you. For reals.
And he's not going to pull punches, okay?
Lesnar will not pull punches, and he will drag your ass past the ambulance and throw you in a dumpster.
Oh, yeah.
He will not even be so kind as to put you in the ambulance. He doesn't believe you deserve the ambulance. And neither will any of the other wrestlers in the locker room. You know, you know that fans can disrespect wrestlers by turning their backs on the ring. This shit keeps up, and the wrestlers might stop giving out autographs when they come to arenas. And wrestlers have long memories.
Oh, yeah, they do.
So, be careful what you say or do before the show, too.
Yeah.
So, speaking of saying and doing, this, ladies and gentlemen, is a segue.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. I'm a racist.
Oh, jeez. Ouch.
In other news, the sky is blue.
The sky is blue, water is wet, and somebody is going to give Hulk Hogan money anyway. Despite his being blackballed from the WWE for making comments that he made over 10 years ago, which, just like the NXT pay thing, you know, you can't hold. No, it was not that. There was another story. We'll get to the other story in a minute. But Hogan landed himself an endorsement deal because apparently somehow his apology tour worked. Per TMZ, Hulk is teaming up with fanpicks.com, which is one of the leaders in daily fantasy sports. But I know you guys have your own preferences.
DraftKings.
Jim, do you perchance play on any of these sites?
I don't do any of the daily ones, no, but
okay.
I've heard of enough of them.
They're well aware of why Hogan has been in the news recently, and they're not terribly worried about it. They say, and I quote, "We all make mistakes and deserve second chances. We also understand that Hulk Hogan probably, you know," outside of the quote, "they also understand that what Hulk Hogan said, he said 10 years ago, doesn't make it right." But still, somebody's paying Hogan money. Of course, he's very, you know, he's very positive about this, of course, because he's getting money. Sign up using the special code HULK25. You get a little extra something in your account. So say your prayers, take your vitamins, and when in doubt, take the points.
May I do a is this anything?
Please. Okay.
Now, we were talking about Hogan, mm-hmm. and we were talking about the fact that he used the N-word many, many, many times on that sex tape.
Yeah.
Well, according to, again, TMZ, hey, Harvey mm-hmm. Levin, I'm a lawyer. Anyway, there is a diva called Jasmine, okay?
Okay.
Who said on her Twitter back in 2001, quote, and I'm cleaning it up, effing N-words, that's why I chose white folk. Jasmine followed the quoted tweet with word. However, the WWE investigated it and said, nope, you're not getting fired because his Twitter account was hacked when she was 16 or 17 years old. They bought that, or at least they either bought it or they found it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, and get this, though, okay? What was her name? Zaira Shriver.
Yeah,
AKA, Mrs., you know, soon to be Seth Rollins. you know, she had a statement. She basically posted a full-on statement basically saying, I was robbed or something about the fact, you know, because she actually posted a statement on her webpage. I have to find it about all this stuff, about the fact, you know, her swastika-laden ponies and all that stuff that she was involved with. So, oh yeah, here it is. She was like, she said on Instagram, now I want to take the time to apologize to everyone offended my point. I'm so sorry. I would like to make it clear in the wing. I am no way, shape, or form an anti-Semite, nor do I condone anti-Semitism. If one were to have looked very deep in my post, one would have noticed that also in the photo was Marlene Dietrich. She was a Polish actor who opposed Nazism and fought for the oppressed during World War II. To me, the photos and relics were nothing more than a story. I see it was insensitive and in poor taste, which I had attempted to delete them long ago. I take full accountability for the things I post, but those are creating Twitter exchanges that never happened or manufactured other conversations that never took place really need to check themselves and realize how much harm they're actually doing. But, you know, Zaira, they were not exactly cool, okay? They weren't cool. There's a difference between the Twitter hack and a Nazi pony. Seriously.
Yeah.
Right? Seriously.
Okay, Jim, you can be mad about those kind of ponies. I give you full permission.
Absolutely.
So, and just a couple of other little mini notes. Kurt Angle's coming back into the ring in October at Bound for Glory, but he says he's leaving TNA after January.
That's because he wasn't planning on renewing a contract that might not even exist.
you can't wait for that train, can you?
Nope. And the thing is that he's not even looking at WWE, and I don't think WWE is looking at him.
They don't need him.
Well, they don't need him. He won't pass medical. He's in his early 40s, I believe, and he could really use the break.
Wait for it.
He's a dork.
No. Broken freaking neck.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that he's been doing all these years with a broken freaking neck.
Alberto El Patron has a new gig.
See,
he's going to debut as an MMA announcer for NBC Universal.
Very cool.
Because you know, I believe he is a legit MMA fan, if I'm not mistaken, and has competed. I think.
Yes, he has, and I don't think he did that well, but he did compete in MMA. But
all that exposure without having to get hurt.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
See.
I seriously have a question I completely forgot to ask you, Nikki. We're talking about all the wrestling stuff.
Sure.
We really didn't talk about the fact that the Divas title match has been moved up to this Monday.
Oh, I do apologize for this because we are all very excited about the fact that this Monday, they can call it the season premiere if they want. I think it's kind of trite. Well, it's kind of trite. I think it's just traditional because this is usually when the fall television, when television season started.
Right.
So, you know, why not? You know, it goes over my head. I don't care. But they have, by storyline, the storyline goes that Charlotte has gotten clearance from the authority to face Nikki for the Divas Championship on the upcoming Monday Night Raw, which means that her chance to break AJ's record is in dire jeopardy. I think personally that this is a great idea. But if Nikki Bella breaks AJ's record, the Divas Revolution I'm not going to be a number three and say he's dead, but that's going to take a lot of wind out of that's going to take a lot of wind out of their sails.
Critical condition.
Because, I mean, you got this is one of those chances that they can actually strike while the iron is hot. Everybody wants to see the belt on somebody else.
Anybody else.
In the words of, you know, in the words of Bray Wyatt, anyone but you. In this case, Nikki Bella.
Even though Total Divas ratings are still the 1.1 age.
I'll tell you what, you know, Total Divas is its own success. But does it have the crossover appeal? Do we know that the people that are watching Total Divas are actually tuning in to Raw?
Heck no.
No way! Are you kidding?
Thank you.
No way!
Thank you. So, let the Bellas have their fame on E, which was TMZ before TMZ.
AJ Benza, fame, ain't it a bitch?
Let them do whatever the hell they want on that show. I do not watch it. I have no interest in watching it. If I want drama, I have a job.
Preach.
So let them go be successful. They don't need the she doesn't need the Divas title to be successful on that show.
Now here's a question I have about this.
Okay.
Do you think they will have an actual match? Or if Charlotte is booked to win this, which I really hope she is, do you think they want to just give her something similar to when Ultimate Warrior beat Honky Tonk Man?
I think that would be kind of cool. That personally, I hope they go all out with this. I hope Rick is in attendance. I hope Rick is actually going to be there to see it, just like how they did with Charlotte and Natalya when Rick and Brett were both in attendance to watch the match.
Right.
And as I said earlier in the show, they were talking so much about this record that that Charlotte has to win it almost. Nikki, I think, has enough momentum at this point that Charlotte has to win.
Right. And now option two, after she does win, do they do a rematch with Nikki or do they turn one of PCB or what do they do after that?
You have a rematch with Nikki and if you want to screw it over, have Nikki win, you know, to start another thing or something to that effect. I don't know. You know,
personally, you know, you have Charlotte win the belt, Nikki gets her rematch. And to make sure people keep watching, Sasha Banks throws her name in the hat because she's the boss and she can do stuff like that.
And the boss always gets what she wants.
Including Mamo-chan. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Tuxedo Balor. Book it, Vince.
Oh, God. Sorry. Anyway.
I didn't even watch the show, and I still think that's funny. But, you know, when they did the Bellatron, the first word that popped into my head, the honkometer.
Yes.
Gods, I miss Santino.
Well, then you should have WWE 2K16 because he is in the game.
Good. Very good.
But is Santina?
No, but you could probably easily create her.
I would take Santina as Divas champ right now, to be honest.
Excuse me. Better than Nikki Bella. I'll give you that much.
Agreed.
I'm Mr. Simania.
But is Santina better than Harvina, the women's champion?
You know what? I knew I forgot to ask him something when I saw him in Minneapolis. No, that probably would have cost me the picture.
Well, you take the picture first, then ask him.
Well,
fistfight in the parking lot. Yeah. Hi.
I was just about to say. No, like I said, The Bellas need to go and go fast, okay? But the thing is, they won't because Vince thinks they're, you know.
Everybody loves them. They're attractive. They're sexy. And one of them's got big boobs. Yeah.
Oh, and, God, you're good at that.
And their mother is marrying Mr. Excitement himself.
People power forever. She'll learn why they call me Big Johnny.
Conspiracy! Anyway.
C-O-N.
Spicy!
Thank you very much. I'm going to be sick now. Anyway.
We're all going to hell when we die. We're all going to hell when we die. Anyway.
Sheep go to heaven, goats go to hell.
But
Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan says he's been cleared by everybody except the WWE meds. You know?
Well, that tells you everything then, doesn't it, really?
Sad to say. Insert Z-Pak joke here.
Who needs Z-Pak? No.
No, that's not
everything
nice,
will be fine, Mr. Punk. All you have to have is a Z-Pak.
Well, there was... I don't think we covered it last week. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe there is a new trial motion with that.
Well, actually, there's another trial we need to talk about at some point, which would count as our mandatory TNA. Well, actually, we had our thing with Angle, but...
Mm-hmm.
Take care of 2 weeks' worth in 1 week.
Yes, because go ahead with what you've got there, Jason, and don't forget about the Shut the Tweet Up trial.
Oh, I'll get there in a minute, okay?
I love it.
Okay. So here is what's happening. Okay. Amon, by the way, Dr. Amon is suing Cole Cabana and Phil Brooks, a.k.a. CM Punk, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's claiming that the comments were false and defamatory and magnified by the podcast. He claims they knowingly fabricated the statements and published the statements with negligence. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Amon is suing for $1 million in damages plus additional punitive damages. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So in April of this year, attorneys for Punk and Cabana filed motions referring to the lawsuit as vindictive and deeply misguided attempt to impose a heavy cost at legally protected speech. And Amon's lawsuit is seeking to punish a former wrestler for WWE Inc. who expressed some critical opinions about WWE and his past experiences. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The motion noted the following, and basically they responded this way. Anon's claims against Punk were legally deficient because the challenged statements do not refer to Amon by name, and quote, the complaint replies upon extrinsic facts to try and connect plaintiffs to the unidentified individuals and groups referenced in the statements about which the plaintiff complains. Basically, the claim is that Amon was taking references to him that he did not consider to be harmful based on the filing to connect the dots to statements made that in his mind were harmful about him in particular. Since there had to be a clear lane of A to B, Punk's attorneys are claiming Amon can't prove such an attempt to have it thrown out. Okay?
In other words, we're just arguing over whether or not Punk meant Amon.
Okay. Go
ahead.
In layman's terms, also, Amon's claims of defamation against him are legally deficient because the statements are reasonably capable of being interpreted as referring to a person or persons other than a plaintiff. Otherwise, was me. Okay?
My God, the legal.
Yes. Well.
Yes. All this lovely legal he's saying, are you talking about me? Are you talking about me? I'm the only one here.
about practice.
Okay. On July 20th, motions were denied, okay, mm-hmm. and the presiding judge ordered the two sides to go into discovery, which means what discovery is that they're going to go and do the anal probe on every piece of information, etc., which means that Amon is probably going to get the raw tape and everything, okay, and which could take up to 28 months, which means if they don't settle, it could go to trial under late 2017. And attorneys for Punk filed new motion detailing their defense about 2 weeks ago on August 24th. Okay, so that's where we stand about that. So you're saying the Scott Steiner trial, right? I have to look this up.
I understand that Shut the Tweet Up might be hitting a courthouse near you in February.
Oh boy.
Let me just take a look.
Anybody invited for the audience there? Because I'm in. I want to see him on the stand, complete with the chain over his head.
We're talking on August 28th, but I keep saying that there's new trial dates. Let me see if I can find it, as my Google Foo goes. Okay.
Your Google Foo's better than this. Come on.
All right,
Google
hold
Foo
on.
Greater than Shaq Foo.
Yeah, just...
Or Kazam. But not Kazoo.
All right, but I'll keep looking.
Okay.
You keep talking.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's just I read it somewhere, and maybe if I do a little digging of my own, maybe I'll find it. But one of the most entertaining segments that we used to have on this show was Scott Steiner went and shut the tweet up. And just as we got a perfect intro for it, that's when the lawyers got involved.
And they told him to shut the tweet up.
Yeah, they told him to shut the tweet up. And he's like, if I'm saying something wrong, prove it. Well, shut up anyway.
Really? I mean, he's wrestled a lot of countries. He knows what he's talking about.
Well, again, I don't necessarily see it, but we'll see. Okay.
Well, let me try this.
Let us, at the very least, it's a to be continued on the next NAWC kind of thing, if you will.
Right.
So keep listening. Smart.
So what I'm doing, well, I'm just taking a quick peek to see if I could find something on the boards.
Right.
Scott Steiner in the TNA Hall of Fame for all that's worth. That's not what I'm looking for. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so I'm at a loss, but I know I saw something on this. So, ladies and gentlemen, please invoke your own Google Foo and double check into this, and we will have a more formal story for you on the next episode of the North American Wrestling Connection. Did I miss anything? Did we forget anything?
Well, perhaps, and I know we're getting close to plugs, but we should talk about what we did on Monday.
Oh, but that's part of the plugs, but if you're going to let me plug first...
Yes, because it's kind of important.
Important. I mean, it's well,
dude.
Yeah. What's up?
Ladies and gentlemen, this past Monday, which was Labor Day, I, along with a couple of panelists, had the distinct honor of spending 90 minutes with Mr. Monday Night, Mr. Pay-Per-View, the whole fucking show, and yes, that's how you're supposed to say it, Rob Van Dam. We had a chance to pick his mind about what he's been up to these days, comparing leagues, comparing experiences, and allowing him a little time on his own political platform. CLW83.com is more than happy to host this interview. Hashtag RVD on NAWC. Let me see if I can find... Where'd you guys hide my interview? Where'd you hide my interview?
What do you mean? It's on CLW83.com. It's also on WrestleChat.net. I think it's right on the main page of WrestleChat.net. Here, live research by me. I will check.
Nah, I just scrolled right past it. Mr. Pay-Per-View, the whole fucking show, Mr. Monday Night Zen Meister, as I've called him.
He's many things. Among
he
them,
is many things.
Awesome.
Among them, extremely awesome, and the only man to hold the WWE and ECW championships at the same time. In fact, he wore the ECW championship based on the original design.
And the WWE championship because it's spun.
Dude, I think I'll keep this one. It spins. And for that, I donated a very amazing picture from an ECW only house show where he was standing on a turnbuckle with both belts on, and the spinner belt to spinning.
It's better than Spanard!
Nice.
We talked to him about 2000. We talked a lot about 2006 and 2007 leading up to his departure at the time when he was really, really burnt out. Mm-hmm. His cup of coffee, his recent cup of coffee with the Fed, and the fact that he actually is still loosely tied with them, and that is why he can still get merch. That's why I can still get his card in Supercards. Forget how high a tier he goes, though.
Maybe to level 420. I don't know.
You know, and if one of his stats is 420, I'm keeping the card.
And he even dropped a couple of shout-outs to that very time when we were recording.
Yes, he did. He's also got his own pseudo video podcast on stream.me. Just look it up under I believe he has it under his Twitter handle, hashtag the real RVD. And Rob, I'm sorry, man, but watching you and Bruce Jingles trying to figure the equipment out on the air was very entertaining. I will also plug his official website, robvandam.com. Let's see. Get that set up here. robvandam.com, where you can find episodes of RVD TV. You can say hi. You can stop by and say hi. Spell it correctly, please.
I see what you did there. Sure.
He's got all of his and appearances. In fact, if you're looking for him this weekend, he is in San Antonio for the Alamo City Comic Con.
Nice.
He speaks that geek, too. Yes.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he speaks fluent comic book geek. He does not speak gamer geek. He does not speak Dungeons & Dragons gamer geek. He says there's enough in there that he understands the dialect, but he doesn't speak it.
Mm-hmm.
That's straight from Zen Meister's mouth. But yes, it was awesome to have him on the show. He had some wonderful insights. He was really cool with us, and I hope that we would get to do it again. And as I said, we even had a moment of letting him get up on his soapbox.
I want justice!
Don't we all? Don't we all?
Well, the fact that I got a chance to speak with him further, you know, regarding the marijuana platform, something that he and I openly debated on his podcast when he was on the other place.
Ah, yes.
I almost said their name. I'm sorry.
Oh, the three letters and the last one is R.
Yeah.
By the way,
I was thinking ACL.
IRL is worse than ACL.
Well, all I have to say about that, by the way, is I had to help our friends at Frat House Sports last night because they are now learning what we know about that place. That place can shove it up their ass.
You can I don't think you mentioned us specifically. Will you send them the soundbite?
I will be more than happy to, Nikki.
Please send them that.
I mean, I actually had to legitimately co-host the show because there were so many technical difficulties for the first 20 or 25 minutes, nobody could get through. Then everybody was through, and then they couldn't get through it about 20 minutes after 8. I'm like, oh, here we go again.
Boy, do I not miss that place.
Indeed.
No. Excuse me. You can see how many fucks I give for that place.
Allow me. It's to the point that I'll even bring in a bodyguard to tell him what to do.
Go fuck yourself.
Anyway.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Joey Numbers, ladies and gentlemen.
No. Brock Lesnar, ladies and gentlemen.
Ah, same difference.
Speaking of Joey Numbers, I believe he debuts this Monday.
On Play.it?
On Play.it. The daily Taz show. Which is, I think, the Taz radio show, yes.
Yeah, I saw a video, and he was actually among those they put in, you know, in person in the video, plugging their CBS radio is going all in with Play.it, so good for them.
Cool.
Even though CBS radio may not exist in about 5 or 6 months, but, you know, hey.
Hey, you know, get it in while you can. And speaking of almost not existing, before we get into the formal plugs, I'll do my last bit of TNA, mandatory TNA stuff. There's some confusion.
Oh.
Confusion in TNA? What a surprise.
Well, actually, the confusion is more in the television schedule. Destination America hasn't told us if they're going to show TNA on October 7th.
Ooh-wee. Uh-oh.
So the zombies are saying, yes, we haven't been canceled. Mikey's got his head in his hands.
Shall I start singing? No, we don't want that.
No.
Somebody's going to sing.
Oh, no. If you're going to do it right, do it old school. Turn out the lights.
The party's over.
They say that all good things must end.
I'd rather hear Dandy Don.
Sorry, I'm not very good at his voice, but I grew up with that.
Yeah, she did.
No.
By the way, that Taz show will debut this Monday on, as you said, play.it from 7 to 9 a.m. live. Okay.
So your options are listen to Ryan Seacrest with iHeartRadio and those butt munches, or the Taz. I think the choice is obvious. The Taz. With his hopefully a special guest, the Adam Lee. What?
I've heard a lot of good things about the Human Podcast Machine show.
Oh yeah,
and I'm really happy for Taz because Taz is a smart guy
and a funny guy.
So
yeah, and when he's happy, everybody's happy.
When he's pissed, oh, yeah. Run away.
When he's pissed, look out.
excuse me. He's a Brooklyn guy. Okay.
Enough said.
He originated Suplex City.
Yeah, Tazplex.
Taz was the former mayor of Suplex City.
Right.
To the point that when in my brief run with Raw Deal, I used Taz as my card because I could find 50 Suplex cards, all of them different.
Head and arm Tazplex.
T-bone, I could just sit there. Yes. Suplex, 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 suplex. I didn't need counter cards.
Exactly. Oh, yes.
So,
of course, if you play the Gordon Soley card, you have to call them
suplex.
Suplex, very good. Well played.
I love it.
Well played.
All right. That tells me we're running out of show. So, I have done my promoting. Thank you. Thank you guys for letting me go first. Chris, yours is fairly short, and I'm partially at fault.
Well, partially, but we still got some stuff done, and I haven't put them up yet. But it's paper review for the things that we have done this time as we look back into the past at the World Wrestling Federation and NWA, WCW, whatever the hell they want to call themselves, because they've been going back and forth on it on the shows. Mm-hmm. But we have gotten, with VRM, we have done SummerSlam 1989. No, wait.
88.
No, we did
88. No, 89.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we did 89.
So you feel the heat. Okay.
Yes, we feel the heat, and we saw Elizabeth actually do some offense for once in her life in the shows. And
hooray.
On the band side, we also had to watch Zeus wrestle.
No. If that's what you want to call it.
And watch his eyeball go all the way into his nose as he crosses his eye. But anyway.
He's got the crazy eyes.
Yes. And
my feet froze on that. Anyway.
even Nikki's computer was afraid of that one, ladies and gentlemen. And also, as of last night, we have recorded the new Clash of the Champions number 8 with Logan Harding, who has not been on this show. And I don't know if we'll ever be able to get him, but... and we get to see some more fun with Sting, Muda, and Gary Hart's death stare on the shows.
Yes, we have agreed that Gary Hart's death stare would probably solve all the crime in the world.
Yeah.
If you just stuck that on your door, nobody would ever break into your place again.
Of course, we also agreed that if he ever had a death stare off with The Undertaker, the world would die.
Yeah, that would have been Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, paper review, you can find it at tindeck.com/users/cmwaters. Unfortunately, I don't have Carl here to continue talking and try to figure out how we're going to get that on CLWA 3 eventually. And By next week, depending on scheduling, Mr. Jim Williams might be joining us for our show, depending on if Nikki and I can get a Saturday Night's Main Event one done this weekend. And then Mr. Williams might be joining us for a little havoc.
Ah-ha-ha.
But yes, tindac.com/user/JimWaters. And also, I'm going to plug this again. It didn't do much last week, but I'm going to try again. If you guys have any spare cash to spare, because I've been having some financial problems, GoFundMe.com/TN3H5DTC. If you have anything to spare, I understand if you don't. If you have anything to spare, send it my way, please, because I could use the help right now. I'm only up to $100 from the $70 last week.
I tried, man.
I know. I thank you for that.
Let's see. Jim, Jason, you guys figure out who's going to plug what.
I'll defer to Mr. Brooklyn.
Okay. I believe it will be either today or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
With the Pennant Chase mode.
Yep, Pennant Chase mode would touch them all. Oh, the Mets are running away with the East, and the Nationals are running into obscurity. And that's not even the biggest story. The biggest story, of course, Roman Amaro Jr.'s gone!
Yeah, excuse me.
Trombones, please!
Yes, for Jim Williams, please. You
absolutely.
Yes.
And now the healing in the city of brotherly love can begin. We'll talk about the end of the Ruben Amaro Jr. era with the Phillies. My exploits at Citizens Bank Park last week and how I was this close to the Fanatic, but he didn't reach out and touch me. Jason's exploits at Fenway Park.
Fenway, yes. I got to go to Fenway last week.
Yeah, and you also got to see the Phillies lose, so good for you.
Yes, yeah, excuse me.
I was going to say, a New Yorker got into a Boston stadium and lived. That's news.
Yes, it is.
There's a reason for that. I didn't wear my Yankee hat. I ain't stupid.
Yeah, I mean, look at the $125,000 he won. Come on, man knows
stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Oh, you just bring some of that my way.
Yeah, well, yeah, he was going to bring you the car, but he didn't win it, you see. And
Okay, shut up.
And you beat my mother on catch 12.
All right, Jim.
No, but Jim, touch them all. I'm not a bitter man. Yes.
Jim?
Kiss my ass. Yes, okay. Exactly. But we also have to talk about football. We have.
I thought he said that just now to me. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
No, wait.
BS no. Big Show. We are coming back with. We have an episode up this week, and next week we go into full force reviewing week one's action, including have you been listening to what you should be listening to on the sidelines, or have you been listening to the Patriots Radio Network? Headset gate!
Oh, please.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
And we'll talk about the week that was, both in real football, fantasy football, with the new version of BSFFL Live. And yes, if you promise to tell a friend, TC and Benoodles pick the Sunday and Thursday nighters, ladies and gentlemen. It's very, so far, Benoodles is 1-0, so we got to give Benoodles some props.
Right. And of course, WLTI Live actually recorded an episode this past week. We did a summer catch up and fall preview edition.
Yeah.
We're talking about, all that stuff. And Gordon Pepper recorded a little state of play talking about the jealousy in game show fandom, which was
I wouldn't quite call it that.
No.
It's an appropriate term.
It is an appropriate term for, and believe it or not, Gordon made some very salient points about, if you listen to it,
yes,
about the fact that we have, and I will admit this, two competing sources, I'll leave it at that, mm-hmm. about how to get on the game show. But one source is not getting as much, shall we say, positivity as others for many different reasons. And Gordon has a message for them as to their jealousy. And we're going to record another episode hopefully this weekend. And
Pixelmation.
No. There's we're going to get to Pixelmation.
Oh,
in
I'm
a second,
sorry, but wait, there's more.
There is more. I cannot announce it yet till it is in the can.
Yes.
But when it is in the can, I am interviewing a major game show personality this coming Monday on one of the top game shows, and he will be promoting something. He will be promoting, his show and other stuff, along with a little project he's doing. I will tell you the project. It's called Open Carry, OpenCarrie, talking, it basically, it's about the gun laws in this country, and it stars, it's written by this particular person, but it is also, it's got Wayne Brady in it. You'll understand why I'm going to be talking about it with this person next week.
That might be a hint, ladies and gentlemen.
Might be a little bit of a hint, yes. And, of course, Pixel Nation was off last week just due to little minor technical issues and stuff because I got home way too late from Boston last weekend. But we're going to talk about 2 weeks of news because we are in full force for the fall season. Lots of new news coming up there. And I believe that is all the promoing I can think of. And of course, Down the Tubes, and of course you can hear it all on clw83.com, Stitcher Radio, player.fm, and of course TuneIn Radio and Overcast for Apple. So there that is,
there you go.
So yes, Jason Albert in the movie. Oh yes, and Dean
Ambrose,
it's not
a porno
movie. And
Dean Ambrose in 12 rounds 3, they might actually get me into a movie theater. A hip hop hippo in a romantic comedy. Ow!
I just saw that just now, and that was just
okay. This preview looks completely doofus, and the blonde is cute.
Yes.
and by the way, yes, we've seen what 12 rounds 3 looks like. I've seen the preview for it. Mm-hmm. It's pretty. Dean Ambrose plays a cop. Duh. Who gets stuck in a police precinct with a corrupt cop trying to kill him, and he only has 12 rounds in his gun.
Ah.
That's more than enough for him. And just fact that I know that I think he's taking a step down using a gun because I've seen what he can do with a chair, a table, a kendo stick, a monitor, and anything else that he can think up.
The classic anti-baby maker.
I can't even say on this show.
Yes, exactly.
But he could do it in the movie.
And he could do it in 5 notes.
Bang, 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 bang. Anyway, I'm high.
But enough about what happens with Renee. No, people. No.
Jealousy.
No kidding. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, is that everything?
I reckon it is.
Alrighty. In that case, for Mr. Jim Williams, for Jason Block, for Chris Waters, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Tune in next week for more news and views, but in the meantime,
stay pony, my friends.
That's on tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's why I did
that.
Season premiere?
Quote unquote, we're mid-season. We're just like with Raw. This is
stopping the recording now!